Hi, this is Wayne Brown of the 7 Big Questions. Welcome back to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about permission. You see, all through our lives, we try to do things as we're growing up, and our parents usually say no. Can I go play with my friends? No. Can I jump off the roof? No. Can I go ride my bike? No. Can I play with this sharp implement? No. Of course, some of the things they say no to are obviously for our benefit. They don't want us throwing ourselves off a roof or playing with sharp implements because we can hurt ourselves. But sometimes they inadvertently stop us from doing things that give us pleasure. And over time, this dulls our ability to get out there, move outside our comfort zone, grow, become adventurous and curious, inquisitive about things, and willing to try new things. And of course, as we get older, this moves on into school, and then we go get a job, and it moves on with our employers. They like to do things the way it's always been. So once we get to being an adult, we feel that there's a lot of things that we're not allowed to do, that we're not capable of doing. And this is insane because it puts this shackle on us. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've ever been to a circus and you've looked at an elephant, and this is back when elephants were quite plentiful in circuses, and you would see this vast creature tied to the ground with a rope. Now, we look at this elephant and we go, that's only a rope holding a 3-ton elephant. He could break that easy. Problem is, what they've done to the elephant is exactly what they've done to us. When an elephant is young, they chain it to a peg. The elephant obviously can't escape because the chain is strong. So the elephant keeps trying, it keeps trying, it keeps trying, and eventually it stops trying. As the elephant grows, they put a smaller chain on until eventually they put just a rope there. And because the elephant feels that there's something on its foot securing it, it doesn't bother trying because it knows it's not going to be able to break it. So they've conditioned this elephant not to try and escape. And that's what they do with us. Over time, we as humans, for the most part, get conditioned. We get staked to the ground and held with a little bit of rope. Another perfect example is a flea trainer. Many years ago, I used to be able to go and watch someone who had trained fleas to do these various tricks. And they were actual fleas that did proper tricks and jumped and everything like this. Now, a flea, if it was a human, like size of a human, it could literally jump over a skyscraper. That is the ability of its jumping. But what they do is they put it in a container and they put a lid on it. So the flea jumps up and it smashes into the lid and it drops down. It keeps jumping up and eventually it gets to the point where it jumps just short of it and drops. And then you can actually remove the lid, but the flea won't jump any higher than the lid or where the lid was. So they've conditioned it to behave a certain way. Now, a lot of us, because of this conditioning, we're scared to move out of our boundaries. We don't want to break the shackles. We get used to being there. It gets comfortable. So a lot of us never try. But today's podcast, what I want to do is to give you permission. You see, out of all the creatures on earth, we are the only ones that have free thought. We can generally go against our conditioning. We can change our mind. We have imagination. We have all of these different things that the animal world doesn't. So what I'm here to do today is I want to give you permission. I want to give you permission to exercise your creativity, to exercise your imagination, to find your hidden skills and abilities and bring them to the world and make a difference. Now, what your skills and abilities are, only you're going to know. Only you're going to be able to find out. So what I want you to do and what I'm giving you permission to do is to explore who you are. That's what I've been doing with these podcasts, is getting you to think about who you are, what your abilities are, what your desires are, what you want to achieve, the legacy you want to leave. So I'm first giving you permission to find out who you are. I'm giving you permission to explore the full capabilities, the full spectrum that you offer. I'm then giving you permission to take this out into the bigger world and make an impact. And you don't have to leap straight out into the world. Start small. Impact your family. Impact your friends. Bring your awesomeness out. It's in you. You've just got to bring it out. Once you've taken it to them, get them to expand it. Give them permission to find their awesomeness, their skills, their capabilities. Give them the courage that you have brought forth. So today, I now pass on my little scepter to you so that you have permission to explore how amazing you are, how awesome you are, and to make the world a better place where you live. I'm doing it for me. I'm impacting myself, my partner, my friends, my family. Everyone I try to touch, I try to impact. That's what I'm doing with this podcast, is expanding my circle of influence. I want to help you make your life better. I then want you to help others make their life better. I'm trying to leave my legacy. I want you to find yours. I give you permission to find yours. In fact, I command you to find yours, to find your ability, your skills, how you can impact the world, the legacy you can leave, the abilities you have, the imagination you have, the creativity you have, all of your awesomeness, all of this thing that makes you such an amazing human being. I give you permission and I command you with this permission to find it. So now the challenge is, will you take that permission and will you run with it? That's your question for today. You've been given permission. What are you going to do? It's your choice, always has been. This is Wayne Brown of The 7 Big Questions. Send me an email, the7bigquestions@yahoo.com. Let me know how you're going, and I'll catch you in the next podcast.